Yeah.
Bill Vickery and I were talking about Mack Brown this morning. He is one of the nicest, most likable coaches. Plus, he does have a national title, and he took him to another one.
Yeah.
It's not like he's been just a nice guy who hasn't accomplished anything. And they had a good year last year. They won like 9 or 10 games. But we all forget that.
In Texas, though, that's expected. I don't even know if that's a good year.
You're right.
That's expected.
They do have unreasonable expectations, they have extremely lofty expectations.
Yeah, because they've got a great history. One of the, top. I think you could argue it is the best job in the country.
I don't think you can argue that it's the best program in the country historically, but I think you're right. You can make a case that it's the best job right now.
Yeah. No, it's got a great history.
It's a top five program historically.
Yes, top five historically, but the best job to have in the country would be the Texas job. Based on recruiting.
You can make an argument.
Financial support, everything.
Bottom line is I wish the best for Mack Brown. I just don't think he's going to be the coach next year, and that is a thought shared by many. He will find another role there.
Do you think he retires, though?
I think he'll do something else. He'll be a fundraiser. He'll have another role within the athletic department.
They'll take care of him, you think?
I think he'll stay at Texas, and I don't think it'll be as the head coach. Yeah. Here he is talking after the loss the other day.
I'm more disappointed than anybody at the way we've started. It's kind of been the perfect storm, and we've had injuries. We've had setbacks. We're not giving up. We're moving forward. We're moving forward in a very positive manner. It's my job to get it fixed, and I promise you I will continue to give every minute, every ounce of everything I've got to make sure that we get back on track, and the staff and the players are doing the same thing.
I've only been around Mack Brown one time. It was when Arkansas traveled down to play Texas and ultimately would beat Texas behind a great performance by Matt Jones, Cedric Cobbs, and others. Great defensive performance, too. Arkansas owned the trenches that day. It was one of my great, great experiences as a college football fan, as a guy covering the Razorbacks, because we were there doing it at a special two-hour pregame thing.
Wow.
It was an ABC game. It was awesome. And the Texas fans were very pleasant, but they talked a lot of trash. But Paul Eels and I, and I was like Mr. Cameraman. I was following Paul around. But he went in, and Mack Brown was at practice, broke away from practice to come over and speak to Paul, which I thought was very classy.
Really?
It was great, because you could tell he had a lot of respect for Paul, too. So that meant a lot to me, and that's kind of stuck with me. So I've privately rooted for Mack Brown as a guy.
Yeah.
I can't root for Texas because we are trained to hate them here. I can't say that I don't enjoy seeing Goliath trip up a little bit now and again, but I do love Mack Brown, and I do wish him the best. It's also easy for us who have never worked in that industry. We will poke at coaches, and we will poke at players, but ultimately, at the end of the day, I think this show and most of the guys at this station have a great deal of respect for what coaches go through, for what players
go through.
And
their families.
The sacrifices they make, both in, you know, whether it's training, preparing, time away from family, the things they have to give up in order to try to create a winner for a fan base and a school. So I do have a great deal of respect for that, so I never want to disrespect that. But there are a lot of guys that will poke at coaches and say, oh, that guy should be fired just like that. Well, I mean, people are very impatient, and I understand that. I don't think Mack Brown's going to survive this. I don't revel in it. But I just think that's the case.
Yeah, and how about the fact that now, already 3 weeks in, he's got every time he turns on ESPN or any other show or any radio show around the area, it's who's going to replace Mack Brown, and you still have a full 9 games left on the season.
Well, those who have been coaches in the past have a little different perspective on coaches and how long their leash should be.
Mm-hmm.
That would include Lou Holtz. And during the judgment segment, or whatever you want to call it.
The courtroom, or whatever they have. Yeah.
Where Reese Davis is the judge, and it's Mark May and Lou Holtz as the attorneys making their case, and then he rules. Well, attorney Lou Holtz did not get his way the other day, and he threw a fit. Wasn't happy about it. He, of course, playing the role of coach defender.
That is the deciding factor right there. I'm going to rule in Counselor May's favor because of the last thing he said. Until they get their identity back and their toughness, and they stick with an identity because you said he was chairman of the board. The chairman of the board has changed his underling time and time again.
That's damn nonsense, like any figure.
Hey, I tell you, I'm getting upset about this thing, and I mean it sincerely, because you don't listen. All you're thinking about is, we have 8 more months till basketball season starts. That's the only thing that's important to you. You don't listen to a damn thing.
This is out of order.
I am damn sick and tired of everybody jumping on coaches, and you particularly. And I mean that sincerely. But I don't want to do this damn thing anymore.
To whom much is given, much is expected.
I mean it. I'm not doing it again. Hey, that ain't an act. Hell with it.
Dr. Lou!
I mean, there are certain phrases that Lou should never even attempt. And you heard one of them there. Did you hear that? I love this.
Which
I got to play this back.
Play it again.
It really stood out to me. I got to play it back
that
here.
Is the deciding factor right there.
I like the cheap shot of Reese, too, in basketball
man.
Season.
What?
That's mean.
He said, until they get their identity back and their toughness, and they stick with an identity because you said he was chairman of the board. The chairman of the board has changed his underling time and time again.
That's damn nonsense, like any figure. Hey, I tell you, I'm getting upset about this thing, and I mean it sincerely, because you don't listen. All you're thinking about is we have 8 more bus stops.
I mean this sincerely. Lou, I want to sit that out next time around. Boy, it's total cheap shot at Reese, too.
It was,
I mean,
about
very
basketball.
He was pointing his finger at Mark May, taking cheap shots at poor Reese Davis up there trying to be judge.
And you can tell Reese kind of played, if you watch the video, Reese kind of plays the shocked factor of, is this really happening? And Mark May just loses. He laughs his way off set.
Mark kind of blows it off. But yeah. Reese is kind of like going back at him. He's stirring that pot.
Well,
man.
He's the judge.
But that's his job.
He's the judge.
His job is to stir the pot and get those two fighting with each other. I love
him. He does
Lou.
It well.
Lou got bent out of shape, my man. That's beautiful stuff. Last but not least, let me go ahead and tell you this. The targeting rule in college football will be changed before the start of next season. Do you know how I know that?
How?
Lou Saban. Nick Saban wants it to be changed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be changed. And it was after the call from Hogg Clinton Dix this past weekend.
This is different than when he cried about fast tempo defense or offenses causing problems for defenses and raising the risk of injury. This is a legitimate complaint, and I couldn't agree with him more. That's how I know it's right, because I agree with him.
Well, I was listening to you yesterday, and I agree with your point of the fact that you can't if you're going to take away the ejection, then you're saying that it wasn't targeting. So why are you still knocking 15 yards on it if you're saying, oh, well, it wasn't targeting, but it was a hard hit, so we're going to give him 15 yards? That's ridiculous.
Agree.
And you're right. It's subjective. The refs, it's not all them, because they're being told what to do, and they're being told how to handle it.
And as much as they've struggled this year, Mac Brown's voice still matters in college football. He also is echoing the same sentiment. Here is the comment from Saban. Personally, on the rule itself, if you can review a play to say a guy should be ejected or not be ejected, to me, you should be able to review it if it was a penalty or not a penalty.
Bingo.
That's not what the rule is. You asked me my opinion. I'm giving you my opinion. For Brown, he said, I think I'm going to lose my job after this season because we have been a dismal failure and I keep firing assistant coaches and it isn't work. Oh, no. No, he said, if we're going to go upstairs and we're going to make a decision that it was not head-to-head and intentional, and if we're going to make the decision, it wasn't even really a penalty, but since our rules say we can't pick it up, if we're going to take our time to delay the game and go up and make sure it's not targeting, why in the world can't you say, in fact, he hit him with his shoulder and it's not even a penalty? I think that's where it needs to change. Could not agree more. Asked Jeff Long about this yesterday. He said, I'm all for whatever is in favor of player safety, and I would tend to agree with that, but if it ain't a targeting penalty, then it ain't a penalty.
Then just take,
it's just a really hard hit, which is also part of the game. Unless you want to make it flag football or touch football or blow kisses at me football, that's part of it.
But that's the way it seems to be going at this point, unfortunately.
Yes. I like the targeting idea, and the guys in the NFL, it is much more egregious in the NFL.
It's
guys
a faster,
leading
more
with the,
aggressive game.
But you see more guys because of them doing it for another 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years since I got out of college, targeting guys with the crown of their helmet, and A, you're hurting other people, but B, you're giving yourself a higher risk of injury.
But that's
too.
How they were taught to play the game.
Exactly.
It's not like they can just change
that.
Well,
they weren't
it's
taught
instincts.
That way. They built that in their own repertoire.
Nobody
in America ever taught you to. That was the number one rule when you were in fifth grade football is don't target another player with the crown of your helmet. That is taught. It says it on the helmet. Don't target another player with the crown of your helmet,
but you
Chris.
Are trying to hurt those guys.
Yeah.
Regardless of what anyone says, those football players are trying to hurt
no question,
those guys.
But you're also putting yourself at a higher risk of injury by going with the crown of your helmet. There's plenty of ways for people to get broke off without the crown of your helmet being used.
But when you're going however fast they're going and jumping through the air at the speeds that they are, sometimes, and in the motion of a jump and the motion of movement of a receiver catching a ball, it could change. And
I agree.
And a lot of these times, I feel like they're not leading to try and hit them with the crown, but the crowns connect because of the way the play plays out.
If your face mask, I think they should probably change it. If your face mask happens to hit a guy upstairs, I mean, that's part of it.
I've seen plenty of calls where this past week in the NFL, a guy's helmet incidentally hit another guy's helmet on the side, and they called it helmet-to-helmet contact. So what are you supposed to do? And then they say, well, you can't go below the legs, but you can't go above the shoulders. You got this little area, and you got to run real fast. And if you don't make the tackle, and you hear guys like Ray Lewis talk about this, he was talking about it last night on NFL Live, it's making it so difficult for defenders to actually play the game.
Yeah, too bad. People want to see offense.